Hey, Danny and Mike listeners, before we get to the episode today, I wanted to ask a favor. Our new network, The Last Podcast Network, is doing a survey, which will in turn improve the content that you hear. It only takes a minute, it's all confidential, and it's just some questions about your listening habits. You can find the link in our description of this very episode.
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
Boy, I just got back from D.C.
Don't do it.
My arms are tired.
Okay, get out.
Were you jerking off all of your Congress members?
I wish.
Thought you were giving Rodney Freeling handies.
Wait, who?
His South Jersey congressman.
Alter ego.
Where is he? North Jersey? He's Central.
South Jersey, I think.
South Jersey.
Freelinghausen has been in the Congress for like seven generations.
Well, I think that's problematic. But before we get
they're
to
they're making
the
a reality show about it called Problematic.
Of this problematic country. Bless you, and welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Mike. It's Danny is sneezing. Don't interrupt me in introducing Michael C. Marone. To my right.
I'm on the sectional.
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli, Slurpy McGee, Sneezy McGee.
Hey, man.
And my name is Jeremy. On. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. Appreciate it.
You've got a strange mystery box here in front of you.
Well, I do. We got a mail.
Yeah,
a
but in my case, it was usually like your report card came because they didn't trust you to take it home. So it came in the mail separately, and then you got a beating.
So
I guess you didn't get a beating.
No, I failed geometry.
How could you fail geometry,
man? I wasn't good at it. I don't know.
Did you forget your protractor at home?
I don't know, dude.
How do you fail geometry?
Don't shame me. Don't shame me for flunking one semester of.
Oh, it gets better. I failed global history, and then I took the wrong class in summer school, so I had to take a different class. But I learned extra.
I also failed AP English.
Gentlemen,
once.
Do you remember a guy named The Paul Allen? The Paul Allen. I believe Mike referenced him as
the
Microsoft founder. Hold on. Don't do anything yet. So he,
Microsoft
I guess,
executive.
This is from him.
He sent us the picture of him. And
yes. To get autographed.
We autograph a?
Yeah. He autographed one for us.
It says, do you.
So this says open first or whatever, whenever. Do you.
Do you.
So
okay.
Should we do this first?
Given that it's you, Jeremy.
I'd just like to say, though, before we do this, is that I think it's really nice that people who are listening want to get involved, whether it be people calling in for voicemail messages that we can speak to them
or
that way.
Or Microsoft founder, the Paul Allen.
Or Mike still giving out your good old address.
I did this
one.
Oh,
you
did
this one?
I did this one.
You assume too much, my ginger friend.
All right, so
Microsoft founder The Paul Allen has many resources.
How much for a P.O. box, guys? And then we can just tell everybody to send shit to us and
see
what, and then really see what
happens. It's $100 a year. Okay.
We can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. So, hello again, Danny, Mike, and Jeremy. It's The Paul Allen back at it again. I have another box of goodies for you.
Back at it again.
Mike said that he liked Whataburger. I'm sending several of their products. Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
Also, there are some beers.
I hope there is a soda. I hope there is a soda to throw on a kid with a red hat.
A box of Heb Texas Tough Bays.
Oh,
I authorize Danny to use them for autoerotic association.
Bags.
Wow. Lastly,
do you forget what we talked about last time?
I have sent you a fridge magnet with my humble
likeness.
Brag face.
Yes.
I love all you do. Keep it up.
Yes.
Thank you. Look at that. Oh, you know where that's going? Guys,
yes,
that's going straight on the seltzer fridge, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's on the seltzer fridge.
It's a magnet?
Can you get a shot of it, Jeremy, on the seltzer fridge?
Oh, don't you worry.
It's a magnet?
It's a magnet.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The Paul Allen.
He's killing it.
Several of their products, great beers, and my favorite Bloody Mary mix. Who's a Bloody Mary mix guy?
I'll drink that Bloody Mary.
Okay, they've got two of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Danny, you can use the autoerotic asphyxiation. Okay.
Magnet.
Okay, I was just checking this for authenticity, and it looks... Have you matched this handwriting against your own, Dan?
Well, my eyes are.
What if the Paul Allen was just me?
What if it was you? What if you
it's
was
one
the
big clever catfish ruse?
I told you that my girlfriend in college catfished me, right?
Yes,
made up a stalker for me.
That's
I thought that was
very
funny.
Have you ever told that on the podcast?
It was it. It really wasn't much to it. She just like left me some notes on my bed. Written.
You have the notes still?
Probably.
All right, so why don't you just grab one thing out of there and pass it?
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes and grab
Take
one
your
thing.
Pick.
Okay. Snatching.
Okay, Michael C. grabbed something in a bag.
I got Whataburger ketchup.
Whoa.
Fancy ketchup, okay. Not just any kind.
Did he steal it?
Doesn't
he, Paul Allen?
No. He can afford to buy the whole chain if he so wishes. He's like, oh, this is a good investment.
See,
get Warren on the line. Yeah. Split this. No, this is good. And Dan, I'm put it over to you because Whataburger ketchup, fancy.
Now,
it's not just regular.
If you notice, the bags are the same bags he sent last time.
Yeah, the Hep Tough. Bags. Yeah. The Hep, so, and you notice
for
that
the autoerotic.
Paul is a
asphyxiation.
No, I would say he's a conscientious packager. And then Dan is like, what do you call it? He's like a third party user. You know what I mean? He's using it. He's using what Hep intended
Pick
him for.
Pick one, Danny.
What are you doing?
One.
Well, there's a bunch of them in here.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, as you were.
Ooh.
What do we got?
Austin, East, the, that's not how
that's
this
it.
Works.
Yeah, that's how it works. I picked one thing. I didn't look.
Take forever. This
that
is
going to
be
package.
A very boring mini. And then, and then, and then,
therefore.
And then.
All right, so what else is in there? You got to
so just pull them out. We got some beers. You can, if you'd like to say what the beer is, you
it's
can.
It's a Voodoo American Pale Ale. This is going over to you. I'm going to get the cider. I get the.
Oh, this is dope.
I get the Austin East Cider Cider for sure.
And a Blood Orange Rattler.
I think you get that, Dan, right? Unless you want to. Do you want to fight Dan, Jeremy for the Pale Ale?
Guys, there are these things called cups, and we can all split them all.
Like, yeah,
and like try them all. We don't have to
don't
just be
and,
greedy and be like.
Don't drink
ooh.
And drive, fellas. Jeremy, I'll go for you if that's okay.
Well,
I'll
just,
pick for you.
Do you want to just pass me something? I don't have to pick.
Gosh.
Here's the bags. So
ooh,
you can,
Texas
you
Tough.
You can prepare them for Danny's.
Actually, I'm out of these.
Danny's imminent demise.
Thank you so much. Paul?
You're out of
Paul.
Those?
Paul.
Tom.
The Paul.
What did you say, Tom?
I don't have Tom on the brain. He's getting married, you know. Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
Some Texas
I'll come,
tough
around, I'll come around again. And this is entirely not by. By chance, we got
more ketchup.
We got Whataburger spicy
ooh.
Ketchup. The other one was fancy ketchup.
Interesting.
And then this is Whataburger classic honey mustard,
that
the
mustard
flavor
was-
you know and love. So I'm not sponsored by any of these products, but thank you,
yeah.
Microsoft founder, the Paul Allen.
He's he's not messing around. Appreciate it. Anything else in there, Danny? Dig, man, dig.
Danny's digging.
This is like Christmas. Thank you, Paul.
Well, we got Whataburger original pancake mix.
I'll be taking that. I'll be taking that. You're not getting any of that.
Wow.
You're not getting any of that. That's not allowed in your healthy household.
I can eat whatever the fuck I want,
there
Michael.
There you go. Here you go. Prove it. You're not taking that home.
All right. What's
that's fucked up, man.
Okay. Here. You get the spicy
this
and
is
the.
I mean, I prefer.
Just add water.
I'm down with the condiments, man.
I know you are.
All you do is add water in this pancake
that's
mix.
That's why you don't have a baby.
Oh, it's expired.
No,
it's not expired. I'm just kidding. What else you got in there?
I think we're up to you, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, here's my blind Jeremy pick.
Oh, uh-oh.
Last but not least.
This is it's ticking.
We made that talk last time.
All right, this is the award-winning Bloody Mary mix, Zing Zang, not just another Bloody Mary mix from, let's see, Chicago, Illinois. It's something that I will enjoy.
I made a Malort like reference.
Stuff, thank you, Paul. That's very nice of you sending all this stuff. That's above
stellar,
and beyond.
Stellar job.
I made a Malort reference Friday night, and I'm not regretting it.
A water?
Malort.
Oh. Okay.
Where did you get Malort from?
We're just talking about it. I didn't. Came in, on the brain. Get it on the brain. Imagine if you somebody like you could milk them. That was the weirdest part about The Last Jedi, actually. That Luke goes over and milks that fucking thing.
Seen it yet.
Too late.
I just caught up on the very first Star Wars after the three shitty ones. What was that one? New Hope? No.
Number 10.
Last Force. Force.
Yeah.
The Force Squad.
Anyway.
Space Force.
You get the idea.
Yeah, yeah. But I still have to keep it. I wanted to get like a sound system to watch them. You know what I mean?
Maybe Microsoft founder, the Paul Allen, will...
send us some DVDs and some sound systems.
What a class guy. I don't think we could hit him up for any more because he's such a good packager. And we talked about that piece of shit they caught in Austin who was sending the mail right. bombs. So
yeah, so no.
So they caught him in between. So
although
we
haven't really taken these bags out. I don't know. Maybe there's it's full of weed or something. I mean, we can hope. We can dream.
Yeah.
You already live in a basement.
That's true.
You add weed to the equation.
Yeah.
They're just really asking for it.
But we will take this box, Microsoft founder, Paul Allen, and
the
put it on top the Paul Allen, and we will put it on top of a Roomba, probably, and make people really scared.
But with all the stuff on it. Yeah, we're going to...
I'm going to clean up with this branded Whataburger mix, and Dan's going to enjoy his ale.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I had two tomato juices on the airplane the other day. So that's right up my alley.
Did you come home and drink a bottle of vodka?
No, I didn't drink any vodka.
On the airplane you did that?
Yeah, straight up tomato juice and ice.
Tomato juice and ice.
Yeah.
With respect, you were flying from Florida.
From West Palm.
makes sense.
It's, yeah. But, they stock extra tomato juice on that.
And Dunkin' Coffee.
That route.
There was a guy beside me, and I couldn't really figure out what to get because I didn't really want to drink alcohol. And the guy beside me, who was a very surfer-looking Florida trust fundy guy, I don't know why he's trust fundy, but he looked kind of trust fundy. He said, "I'll take a tomato juice with ice," and I was like,
"Yeah, like that's a good
idea. I'm taking that idea." But
you were like, "I want to drink like I have no worries."
They forgot his ice and gave me ice, which I thought was a very funny thing. So
did the guy get upset?
No, he did not. Didn't say a word.
Calm.
Didn't say a word.
No. Calm and detached.
He listened to me crush my ice between my teeth as some sort of rebellion against his.
That means you're repressed if you chew on the.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
I don't think that's proven scientifically.
Dan, back me up.
I mean, I have heard that before.
Can I get a fact check?
Not. No.
I mean, I have. That is not. That's the truth. Get it from me. That's an old wives' tale.
Fact check of the episode. All right. This is not going to work. I guarantee it.
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it, but people have said it.
This is like the.
Oh, you're chewing ice. It means you're sexually frustrated.
Oh, that's what.
I think it's probably just a pickup line for a bar.
Probably.
I don't think it has anything to do
possibly.
With
possibly. Doctors.
But it bothered
Jeremy. Possibly doctors. That's all I heard from this.
It bothered Jeremy enough to do a fact check, which is what matters.
It says if you crave chewing ice, it's a sign of anemia.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Also, I think if you're real pregnant, they want to chew ice.
That's all. Okay. And then there's some eating ice bad for you, ? There's some
people
probably.
Got sexually frustrated and anemic confused.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Well, it doesn't. Rarely. But
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
But yeah, thank you, Paul Allen. That's just above and beyond. I mean, that box had girth. That box had weight.
It costs money to ship. I want to make some branded pancakes for the pod. Ooh. Here next time. So I guess we could either have an adventure.
Can you do that? Do you have the ability to do the faces and?
I have those bottles.
So you do have those bottles?
Squeeze bottles? I legitimately have three of those squeeze bottles.
I think
so.
Marona should make us all pancakes.
I could make you clown pancakes or maybe some video game pancakes. Would you like some?
How about
Pac-Man Ghost and Pac-Man? Inky, Binky, Clyde.
I'm fine with that. Let's go. Let's start.
The other one? Eliza?
Let's start slow.
There's a girl ghost.
In Casper?
In Pac-Man, to the fact check, my good man.
Oh my gosh, there's a double of fact checks already.
Because of the fact check,
jeez Louise.
Dan, it looks like you're drinking a new Polar Seltzer.
No, nothing new about it. Just new to me right now. This is a popular summertime Polar line with their little. AIDS and lemonade stuff, whatever it is. Yeah.
Is it made with the essence of real lemons? Because I've just heard that around.
It says made with the essence from fresh lemons right on the can. So if that's what you choose.
That might have been where I saw it, actually, was on the can. I don't know if I remember somebody saying it or reading it. You know how that is these days where you kind of like.
I almost asked a guy for his shirt on Friday. Because he was wearing a polar shirt.
Had you just...
Oh, right.
Polar long sleeve. He was wearing a polar long sleeve shirt. And I almost was like, dude, how much do you want for that?
Mm-hmm. What are the names?
And I decided against it because I thought that's kind of... I've never solicited anyone like that on the street.
I thought about that. And I was. It's also been on the streets in New York. And I'd be like, people would never do that.
People would never do
that. Yeah. As good as the shirt was, you have to have something worth it. You know what I mean? It's like a very small marketplace.
Right. I have a picture of that shirt I'll put on this episode. It's pretty great.
You took a picture of it?
Did you get the names of the ghosts?
I did, and they're all dudes, it looks like.
Come on, give me them all.
Slinky, Pinky.
There's no Slinky.
Slinky, Pinky.
Okay. There's Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde.
Right.
Those are the main ones.
Right.
And then the others, Kinky.
Uh-oh. Not necessarily.
Orson. Come on. Spooky, Funky, Spunky, gross. Sue. Tim, Yum Yum, Lord Betrayus.
Lord Betrayus.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure a few of those.
Do you know what his primary goal is? To steal the power berries and to take over Pack World.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm telling you that there are some, all genders are represented in the ghost spectrum.
Then there's Butler, Butler, Butler. And then there's Dr. Buttocks.
You might have strayed over into like the Pac-Man animated series.
It's a world. Would be my guess. Yeah.
The Pac-Man world is not a good continuity to poke your head around in. It's like trying to make sense of.
Dr. Buttocks is the brother of Butler.
Oh.
So
I call Butler, you're Dr. Buttocks.
I mean, if I gotta be, I gotta be.
Yeah, somebody has to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine, then I'll take it.
Okay, great.
Funny.
Welcome to the Dr. Butler and Mr. Buttock. What's his name?
That's close enough.
Mr. Buttock's show.
Mr. Buttocks to you, sir.
What's his name?
I didn't go to doctor school for 10 years.
Oh,
so Dr. Buttock.
Yeah, you know what? I busted him right back to private. welcome to Butler and Dr. Buttock's podcast.
Oh,
here's the funny thing. Kate's general practitioners, Dr. Butt. I think I might have said that before. So
it's
really close. We're really close here. It's like
a family.
Worlds colliding, you know, when fantasy
like when they say that in Requiem for a Dream, they say ass to ass.
I don't remember that.
No? That's probably probably blacked out.
The only thing
they give you a lot of drugs so you don't remember that.
Yeah. I remember the slow-mo scene, the cleaning scene.
Yeah.
That's the
cleaning scene.
It's the most famous scene from the whole thing. It took like 4 hours to shoot. It was on a dolly, slow mo. She was just cleaning the whole house and following her. We'll look it up afterwards. It's a fun one. But
I really want to get out.
This has been movie talk.
Anything fun about?
I really want to get out to Coney Island this summer. And given that Jeremy's birthday is coming up, I figured that we'd get out to Coney Island for a Cyclones game.
Oh man.
Let's do that.
I'm into it.
Let's take JB out for his birthday.
Oh,
just
boy.
Just thinking, he doesn't want to hang out on his birthday, so I figured the next week.
Mm.
Yeah, Jeremy's one of those guys that likes to stretch his birthday out all month. He's a birthday month guy. He's like, don't hang out on my actual birthday. We'll do it next week so I can still have something going on for my birthday.
That's right.
Okay.
That's crafty. Shower
well,
me.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm trying to convince my girlfriend that the trip we take August
Wait, you have a girlfriend?
17th through 26th is a birthday trip, but it's not.
I think it can still count. You know what? If it's in it, it overlaps two astrological signs, so you're kind of in a there.
It's going to be great.
Tarot card, Mike.
Thanks, the Paul Allen.
Yeah, thanks, Paul Allen.
You never stop thinking about us, and we never stop thinking about you.
Yes,
that's kind of the deal that we made. I remember back when we signed that endorsement deal, right, Dan?
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Dr. Buttocks?
This is the first. It's our first bit of payment for our Whataburger endorsement. It's just a couple things of Whataburger condiments and pancake mix.
You know,
do they serve pancakes at that place?
They must.
I've not. We we got there at 11 o'clock at night, and then you guys, I believe, turned inside out and went to Jimmy John's Subs next door.
Not proud of that.
Did you go to one of those subs?
Not proud
Jimmy
of that.
John. Wait, Jersey Mike's?
It was a Jimmy John's. No, I don't go to Jersey Mike's.
I'm from New Jersey. You think I go to fucking Jersey Mike's?
Look at him.
Jesus Christ.
You even bring up Jersey Mike's.
What? Ugh. He looks like
the jersey comes out.
He doesn't look like he has a tapeworm or anything. What am I supposed to see?
I mean, it could be. I've had bouts of good digestion and like, you know, intestinal workings and like a couple
diarrhea is like
not
publicity. There's no bad.
It's
diarrhea.
Not.
There's no bad.
It's
diarrhea.
Not.
Yeah.
No. It's not even. It's not even I that. Could. I don't know. I can't tell what it is. Just comes and goes. It's like I have a couple good days and I got a bad day.
Has
I have
it been
a couple good
you?
Days and a bad day. Ever since I came back from Portugal.
I was
going to
say, has it been with you since Europe?
Ever since I came back from Portugal.
Did you do some like wading in the Atlantic Ocean?
I mean, I was in the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah. Yeah,
okay, so maybe we could check between your toes for like.
All toes. Wounds. I was thinking.
Wounds?
Yeah, like open wounds.
No, I don't have any open wounds on my feet, man.
Jeremy. Can you activate the restraints on the Seltzer King couch,
the
please?
Thor Ragnarok.
The Thor button. The Thor Ragnarok restraints. Taco Waititi's going to come out here and sit on you.
I was watching Thor Ragnarok
today. Oh, I just killed Week.
I haven't, no context for any of
the
other
unfortunate?
Ones.
I've watched all of those Marvel movies on planes, so I don't get any of like the epicness of any of that shit, because I only ever watch it on like a fucking small.
Unless you make a deal, unless you're flying, you were flying Virgin. And you make a deal with through the like seat to seat chat with all of your, everyone on the plane to simultaneously start the movie.
That would be. I wonder if that ever happened.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Who would really be best for is the stewards and the flight attendants because they could, you know, get the perspective of all those cool screens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you're onto another $1 billion idea here.
I had a good $1 billion idea.
Yeah.
I told you about diaper, right?
No.
It's like Tapper.
Jake?
No. You know the Budweiser branded video game where you had to fill had to fill up beers and angry drunk sent the empties back at you?
Yeah.
So in my game, diaper.
Oh no.
You have to run to several baby changing tables and change the babies and then get rid of the dirty diapers in a can. Yeah. Otherwise the babies.
Yeah, shoot.
That game Tapper is very difficult.
So
I cannot play it to save my life.
So imagine
it's like
how much
one fucking joystick.
Imagine how much harder it would be when it wasn't when those weren't mugs, but steaming diapers of baby. Like imagine how much more difficult
the pressure would be on.
Yeah,
sure.
We're gonna make it pay to the poop, pay by the poop. I think so. We can make a lot of money.
Pay by the poop,
like Fortnite. Yeah, it's free to download, but pay to poop. Pay by the poop.
This was the moment that I realized Mike is officially a dad. No more beer, only diapers.
Oh wow! No, but I've got some nice cider from the Paul Allen
East Ciders, huh?
Yeah, I encountered this when Dan and I were down in Austin last summer and enjoyed it.
Nice.
I remember getting
those were the days.
I got a 6-pack and. And Dan got quite a view when I ran out of laundry. Mm.
Yeah, we all know. Go back to episodes.
30, I don't know.
468. 69.
Someone was just asking, how do you become a mascot? And wanted to be like, go back to episode 62 with Josh.
No, that is actually 69, I believe.
Josh is 69.
Yeah.
He requested it.
Nice.
I don't know why he did that. Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah. Nobody ever. He didn't. He never followed through either. He did like a 68. He's like, you blow me and I owe you one.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know where that.
I'm surprised that you went there, Mike.
Why?
I don't know. Why? I like it.
It's a joke that can be overused. So that's it for 2018.
Don't put it on Twitter because you'll get fired.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I guess that's going to do it for this little mini-sode. What do you think about
that,
fellas?
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Go to Patreon.
That's right.
.com/
Danny and Mike
with the and spelled
out. The and spelled out, Danny. Also, our network. Check them out. Last Podcast Network.
These guys are sharp. You know about them.
Yeah. They're pretty amazing. Have some great podcasts. Check those out.
We have some good podcast neighbors on our network.
Absolutely. And the gentleman to my right is at Michael C. Marona. Give him a shout on Twitter.
Sorry.
And to his right, at D. Tamborelli or at Danny Tamborelli on the Instagram. And I am at Remy Balin on most everything. Thank you all so much for tuning in.
He's got a other podcast.
And I have another podcast called Fresh Beef. There you go.
I got you, bro.
You can listen to it.
I got you, bro.
Dan's got a band called Jounce.
There you go. There you go.
And Mike's got a baby, and his name is Jerry.
With a lot of diapers. Actually, is he still in diapers?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's another year.
Still
or so,
going through the patriotic ones from July 4th.
Nice. Nice. All right, y'all. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAdventuresOfDannyandMike. Thanks for listening.